要感谢神给我们这么教会这么多的产业的小孩子。
We praise the Lord for such an inheritance to our church, referring to all the kids that we have.
今天我们要来思考一个问题，耶稣说他是世界的光。
Today, we want to look at a question that Jesus said that he is the light of the world.
这跟我们每一个人有什么关系呢？
But what does that have to do with me?
事实上是我们每一天，尤其是我们的年轻人，接触各式各样的信息。
Today, in our world, especially for our young people, there are multiple messages, many, many messages that's being sent our way.
告诉我们人要追求什么，为什么活着，什么是最重要的。
Telling us what we ought to pursue in life and what the purpose of our lives is and what are the most important things in life.
美国是今天最自由的国家。
America is still one of the freest countries in the world today.
但是也是最不自由的国家。
But at the same time, it is also the country that lacks the most freedom.
因为很多的新闻都是经过包装了以后很多他不需要给我们看，他不想让我们看，我们就都看不见。
Because the news today that we see and hear actually had been packaged. Whatever the media wants us to know, they let us know. Whatever they don't want us to know, they don't share with us.
所以我们人生需要导航。
And so really, we need a direction in life.
尤其是我们的年轻人
，especially our young people，
我们中国人是更是需要
，and for Chinese as well， we need a direction。
有些人讲说，五四运动以来的孙立先的革命是中国千年以来政治上未有的变局
，and a lot of people refers to the May 4th movement by Dr. Sun Yat-sen， and it says that that's one of the greatest movement in the Chinese history。
五四运动是中国千年以来文化上未有的变局。
It's true, culturally speaking, the May 4th movement is irreplaceable in Chinese history.
在1978年改革开放以来，中国经济上发生了千年未有的变局。
And starting from the reform that took place in 1978, we know that China had changed dramatically. ThatIt changed so significantly that it's never seen anything like it before.
这些改变都影响着我们，对人生的价值、永恒的价值、对生命、对真理等等等等不同的看法。
And all these changes that took place causes us to rethink the value that we have, and also rethink the perspective and the purpose on life.
尤其世界经济的大爆炸更带来的巨变。
And because of the economic boom that the world had experienced, the entire world really today has a different face than it had always been.
改变了人的生活作息。
And as a result, it changed our habits and also changed the way we live.
改变了人际的关系。
It also changed the interpersonal relationships.
看这么多人一起在吃饭。
You see all these people eating at the same time in one mess hall.
改变了社会的结构
，and change the structure of the society.
以前都是在比较一个四合院里面住，现在几千人集合在一个小的公寓里面。
Before, most homes are single floor, but now everyone is packed into an apartment building.
改变了我们的消费习惯
，and changed our consumers' behavior.
改变了人生的价值。
And changed our value that we place in life.
这是他拿到第一个车牌的时候，一个年轻人他在北京拿到第一个车牌的时候，他非常的开心。
This is a young man in Beijing, and he received his first license plate to his car. He was very excited.
改变了婚姻家庭的结构。
And it changed the structure of a family, and also changed the structure of marriage.
家不再是荣耀上帝的单位。
A home is no longer the unit that worships God.
因为圣经告诉我们，家婚姻制度是上帝所创造的。
The Bible tells us that The family and the marriage and family is an institution established by God.
要把上帝的恩典、爱、真理啊，这样把它表现出来。
And its purpose is to display God's glory, His truth, as well as His love.
这是今天的家是变成利益啊的结合。
But today, a lot of the marriages and families are established for personal gain.
从十几年以前，我听到说结婚的条件是三妻一转。
And I've heard before that that there's some requirements for
电视机啊，那个电冰箱这个机器一转就是缝纫机啊。
That there are some requirements for marriage is that you need to have the household appliances plus a sewing machine.
但是后来就变成五子登科，要有房子、车子，那女生才会愿意嫁给你。
But today it's changed from having household appliances and a sewing machine into you need to have a house, you need to have cars, and you need to have good education.
但是如果你今天在上海想要一栋房子的话，你看年轻人要不吃不喝，要做几年的工，他才能够买得起。
And today, if you want to buy a house in Shanghai, a young person would have to literally not eat and not drink and save everything that he has for many years before he can afford a house.
也改变了人的世界观与信仰。
And also changed the religion of in the world as well as the way that people approach their faith.
同时也改变了城市跟乡村的距离。
Of course, it also affected the distance between the rural areas and the city centers.
今天的中国有一半的人，超过50%的人是住在乡镇。
Today, more than half the people who lives in China lives in the rural areas.
也改变了财富的分配。
And of course, also changed the distribution of wealth.
也改变了传宗接代的观念。
Changed the idea of a progeny.
婴孩不再是神所赐给我们的产业。
Today, we no longer consider children as an inheritance.
而是个人欲望享受的副产品。
But really, it is just a byproduct of our own personal pleasures and enjoyment that we want to have.
当小孩子变成累赘的时候，他就变成弃婴，他是被放在箱子里面的弃婴。
And so when a baby becomes a burden to the marriage or to the family, then the baby would be abandoned, like this baby being placed in a cardboard box.
也改变了下一代的理想。
And also changed the ideal that the next generation has for themselves.
也改变了人的身价。
Also changed the value of a person.
这就是下岗的工人，当他们失去工作的时候，好像失去了他们人生的价值。
These are workers who were laid off from their jobs, and though they were let go from their work, but it seems as if they have been abandoned by life.
也改变了人的爱心。
Also changed people's heart of a love and care.
当然也改变了生态的环境。
Of course, it affected the environment as well.
那更可怕的是改变了社会道德的标准。
And even worse, it affected the moral standards in the society.
它是卖车的一个现场的促销的一个手段。
And this is a marketing strategy they use to sell cars.
也改变了我们消费休闲的取向。
It also changed our ways of entertainment and our shopping habits.
所以我们作为一个中国的基督徒，
So as a Chinese Christian,
我们知道的神是我们的光，是我们的道路、真理、方向啊，生命。
We know that God is our light, He is our direction, and He is our purpose in life.
上帝也要使用我们，让我们的亲友还没有认识耶稣的，知道耶稣是世人的光。
God also wants us to let those around us, our family and friends, to know that Jesus is the light of this world.
因为这改变的力量是非常巨大的。
Because this force of change is really great.
不管我们处在什么环境之下，每一个人，还有包括我们的下一代，都受到影响。
So no matter who we are, whether it's to ourselves or to our next generation, we are all being influenced.
如果我们真的没有一个从天上来永不改变的神，还有信仰支撑的我们，你看人生会变成怎么样呢？
If we don't have a strong faith and a belief that is in this God who's never changing, then and who is eternal, then how can we handle our lives?
就像以弗所书说，当我们以前死在过患之中的时候，就被世上的风俗习惯推着一直在走。
The book of Ephesians tells us that while we were still in the flesh, we were influenced and changed by all the habits and all the sayings and the messages of this world.
我们会在变动中，好像找不到灵，在一个灵魂的黑洞里面找不到出路。
It would be as if we were in a spiritual black hole and we cannot find a way out.
我们常常希望不要改变。
We actually do not desire to be changed.
但是这个变动的时代里面，没有一个人不会被影响的。
But in this generation of change, not one single person can escape its influence.
所以为什么我们需要耶稣的原因？
And that is why this is why we need Jesus.
因为现在后现代社会的特征有四个。
Today in a postmodern world, we can identify this postmodern era with four distinct characteristics.
第一个，他们衡量家庭、婚姻、爱、友谊都是用金钱来衡量的，就是物价化。
Number one is materialism, in which any relationship in life, including marriage, including family, they're all measured based on an economic value.
比如说我们看到一个人，就想到说，哎，他做什么职业，就再下一个就是他赚多少钱。
And so when you come across someone you met for the first time, you first ask what do you do, and the next thing is you wonder how much they make.
而不是问说，哎，这个人是不是个品格高尚的人，是不是个信实的可靠的人。
Rather than knowing someone and learning more about the person's character, whether or not he is trustworthy or is a man of his words.
所以我们的思想、人际关系越来越单向化。
And so the relationship between people are more and more becoming a single dimensional relationship.
然后我们看人不如物质。
And then secondly, we do not consider men nearly as important as materials.
最近我读到一篇文章，他说中国掀起一个很大的讨论。
And recently I read an article and it described a great debate that arose from within the Chinese culture.
他说我们究竟是龙的传人或是狼的传人，野狼。
And the question is, are the Chinese truly descendants of dragons or descendants of wolves?
因为现在很多中国的企业那些CEO 强调说我们是狼文化，因为狼，你看狼最激情，狼有战斗力，然后狼最团结，狼最有最会攻击性，所以做企业就是要狼狼狼，我们要训练一批狼的经理，像一狼的职员，这样才能够在这个时代里面生存。
And they take that perspective from especially within the industries and within the enterprises, they say that this may have arose from a European culture, but they want to train their managers and leaders to become more like wolves because they say wolves work in a pack, they're very vicious, and they're very strong, and they're very single-minded, and they are always on the attack. And that's what they want the enterprises to be so that they can have an edge in this world today.
今天彻底的无神论已经不多见了。
Today, we don't find many true, genuine atheism.
最常见的是，既然无神嘛，就把自己当作神，自私自利，以自我为中心的这个更多。
But there are more people who, instead of being atheists, consider themselves to be God and say that since I'm the one who control everything, and I want to be the one who has control of everything. And those are the perspectives and philosophies most people take today.
虽然是这样，但是我们人心还是渴望光明以美善。
But even though that is the case, but as human beings, our hearts always yearn for light, and we always yearn for goodness.
我们真的希望得着了永恒美善的，拥有一个永恒美善的人生价值跟目标。
And we do want to have a value of our life as well as a purpose of our life to be one that is good and that which is worthwhile.
我们希望真正拥有爱跟喜乐的婚姻家庭与友谊。
We still desire to have friendships as well as marriage and family that can be long-lasting and that can be enjoyable and pleasurable.
我们真的希望这个社会是充满了怜悯、关怀、互助的和谐。
We wish that the society that we live in is a society that is compassionate and that is peaceful.
或许有些人真正希望有创造万物的神真的存在，也在寻找他。
There may be people who do wish to find if there is such a creator that created all heavens and earth, that there are people who are indeed searching for this God.
但是如果我们不认识耶稣基督的话，我们就没有办法得着这些。
However, if we do not know Jesus Christ, we will not be able to find the answer to our question.
因为圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远都是永不改变的。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and He is the same tomorrow, and He will never change.
所以我们在变动中，有抓住永远不改变的耶稣，我们人生才有真正的出路。
So in this changing world, we need to hold fast to the unchanging Jesus in order for us to find a way out of the influences of this world.
所以耶稣宣告他说，他就是世界的光，凡跟从他的，就不在黑暗里面走，必要得着生命的光。
That is why Jesus says that I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。He
says, I'm the way, and I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And whoever, no one can go to the Father except through me.
人心渴望光明与美善。The
heart of man desires after light and goodness.
如果我们找不到耶稣，也不跟从耶稣，我们就找不到光明。So
if we do not have Jesus, we will not be able to find the light.
耶稣说他是道路、真理、生命，如果我们找不着耶稣，就找不到真正的美善。Jesus
says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. So if we cannot find Jesus, then we will not be able to find the true light of life.
所以耶稣他先说他是世界的光，然后说他是世界的，因为光是指引我们找到道路、找到真理、找到生命的。That's
why Jesus said first that I am the light of the world, because without light, we will not be able to find the way and the truth and the life.
光它有永恒的不变性。Light
has an eternally unchanging characteristics.
Yeah, 我们知道，当然我不是学科学，不过相对论讲说光是不改变的，速度不改变。I
don't have a physics background, but we know that within the theory of relativism, that one of its definition is that the speed of light does not change.
譬如说，有一个人坐了光速的列车从东往西走，另外一个人从西往东走，他这样过去交叉过去的时候，应该速度是加倍，但是测起来两个速度都还是等速。And
so an example is two trains traveling in opposite direction. If they were traveling in the speed of light, then when you measure its speed, when it passes each other, while the speed may appear to be double itself, but really when you measure it, it's actually the same speed.
耶稣说他是生命的光。Jesus
says that He is the light of life.
光也代表了真理。And
light also represents truth.
光也代表了指引。
And light represents a direction.
因为圣经上用三个字来形容光，但是它形容耶稣的时候，都用了一个特别的字，就是它自己会发光的光源。The
Bible uses three different words for the word translated as light. But when the word that is used, that is associated with Jesus, is a word that describes a light that illuminates itself, that is self-illuminating.
我们基督徒也是世上的光，但是我们有了基督的生命，我们才有那个基督的光。Jesus
is the light of life, and when we have Jesus, then we will also be able to have that light.
请注意他，耶稣他是说我是世界的光，他是用加定冠词在希腊文里面，他是说我是世界唯一的光。 不是说世界上有很多光，我只是其中之一。
When Jesus says, I am the light of the world, when you look at the original text, you will see that what Jesus means by the word light is that I am the only light of this world.
凡跟从耶稣的就不在黑暗里面走，必要得着生命的光。
And those who are in Christ will no longer be in darkness, but will be in the light of life.
这里的生命也是很特别的字，就是从神来的生命才有生命的光。
The word life here is also, to be very specific, is describing a life that is from God, which means only this life that is from God, once a person has it, will be able to walk in the light of life.
我们自然界的法则是有了光才有生命。
In nature, we understand a natural law that is only through light will there be life.
但是属灵的生命虽然也是这样，但是更加的不一样。
But the spiritual life is similar, although somewhat different, but it's similar.
生命在耶稣里头，这生命就是人的光。
When the person's life is in Christ, then the person would have light.
你看，我们要得着耶稣的生命才有光，有生命才有光。自然界的法则是有光才有生命啊，植物是有光合作用它才会生存，但是属灵的法则是先有神的生命才有光。
And so the spiritual life to develop, one must first have the light, which is Jesus Christ. So when one has Jesus Christ who has the light, then there is life. Although the natural law is different because you need the light first in order for life to be sustained.
所以圣经里面要讲更进一步的讲说那光是真光。照亮一切生在世界上的人。
And that is why the Bible further explains that this light is the light of life, and anyone who is in this light will have the light. Life.
圣经里面常常说，耶稣说：“我是真光，我是真葡萄树。”这个“真”是怎么解释呢
？In the Bible, Jesus often describes himself as the true light or the true vine. And what is the definition of being true?
这次王教授在修炼会，他会来讲说真理与基督徒。
This year's fall retreat, we have Dr. Wong who will be coming to speak with us, and his topic is truth and Christian.
他在讲到这个真的时候，他会做一种解释。
And when he is explaining about truth, he will give a definition.
他说这个真哦，就是超级真。
He will say that this truth is a super truth.
我们基督徒发出来的光是假光吗
？The light that shines from a Christian, is it a false light?
不是，我们也是真光。
It's not. It's also a true light.
但是我们跟耶稣的光相比的话，它是超级真，我们是真。
But if we compare our light, our true light with Jesus' true light, his true light is a super light.
以色列人是。葡萄树也是真的，不是假的啊！但是耶稣是真葡萄树。
The Israelites, they are also a true vine, but however, when it's compared to the true vine of Jesus Christ, he becomes the super vine.
这次如果你听王教授讲，他第一讲就是讲到犹大书，他就说超级真的真理啊，你就会听到这个很特别的名词。
When you are at the fall retreat and you hear Dr. Wong explain.Truth, you will also hear him use this phrase that there is such a thing as a super truth.
他这个意思就是说，那个真的哈，就是说是他自己会发光，而且没有人可以跟他相比啊。虽然我们也会发光，但是我们是仿照耶稣基督的光，所以他是超级的，是跟世界上所有人都不一样，是这个意思。
Which means that when the light is described, that as it's associated with Jesus Christ, it is a light that is self-illuminating and it is so bright and it's uncomparable to any other light. So while we have that same true light, but our light is merely a reflection of the light of Christ.
但不是世界上每一个人都听到耶稣的福音真理的时候都会接受的。
However, not every single person who comes into contact with the gospel will respond by receiving the gospel.
他说光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The light come to this world, yet the world rejected, does not accept him.
圣经告诉我们，为什么我们没有办法，有时候听到真理的时候，为什么没办法接受呢？
Why is it that sometimes when a person comes in contact with the truth, yet the person is unable to accept that truth?
圣经说，有些人是不相信，他在怎么跟他讲，他硬着心不相信，因为他是被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀的福音的光照着他们。
That is because while people come into contact with the gospel, yet there are these false gods in this world that influences the person, that causes the person to be blind and irresponsive to the true light of God.
所以我们今天能够进到教会里面，能够听到神的话，是何等的有福气。
And so today we have the opportunity to come to church and to hear God's word. It is a special blessing from God.
因为有一些人他想要听福音，但是有一个恶势力，属灵的恶势力，我们看不见的，他把他拉，哎，不让他去。
There are people who are willing to come and listen to God's truth, yet there is a spiritual force that is evil force that is against God that is restraining those people who wants to hear from God.
以前呢，我们有一个姐妹，她的姐姐，她每一次她的姐姐住在中国，她请她的姐姐去教会，她的姐姐每一次要到教会去，啊，还没有到教会，不是头痛就是什么毛病，就是什么毛病，每一次就是走不进去。
There was a sister from our church before, who wanted to bring her sibling to a church, older sister. But every single time before they could enter into the sanctuary, there was always something wrong with the sister, whether a headache or stomach ache or something that just could not allow her to finally enter into the sanctuary.
哎，回到家怎么又好好的？
But when she returns home, she seemed to just be fine.
所以我们就告诉她，这是属灵的征战。二者她不愿意让你的姐姐信耶稣，她要拉着她跟她一起下地狱。所以你要迫切的祷告，因为人信主是个属灵的征战。
And so we told this sister in our church that this is definitely a spiritual warfare because Satan does not want your older sister to come to know the truth and to become a Christian. Satan wants her to stay in hell with her. So this is a spiritual warfare you must continue to pray for earnestly.
光也代表显明的意思。耶稣来就是把上帝所有的本性、真理、恩典都显明出来。
Light also reveals. So when Jesus comes, what he reveals is the truth from God.
光也代表了拯救。
Light also saves.
所以说我们基督徒有时候信了耶稣，有时候软弱跌倒，但是圣经讲说一人跌倒七次神他要叫他起来因为他要做我们的光。
And so the light from God says, the Bible tells us that a righteous man may fall seven times, but God will restore them seven times. So that if we truly want to be God's light, then we will be saved by God.
耶稣说他是道路真理生命到底是什么意思呢？
Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And what does that mean?
圣经上常常讲到道这个字。
The word way, the way is used in the Bible several times.
我们中国也常常讲什么道理道同道德等等。
And the Chinese has the same word being used in many ancient writings.
但是道最简单的解释圣经讲说道就是神耶稣就是道的本体。
But in the scripture, the word, to say that the word was with God, the word is being described as the same as the way, and this means the way that is from God.
但是这个对我们今天的人有什么关系呢？
But what does that have to do with us today?
道就是一个道理，道也是道理法则的意思。
This way could mean a teaching, a truth, or it could also mean a method.
所以我们每一个人哦，做事情都要讲道理，对不对？
And so when we say that when we want to do something, we want to have a proper method or a proper way.
比如说我去上班，老板就要求我要上几个小时，然后忠心的做，他就发工资给我。
For example, if I apply for a job and was hired, my boss would require me to work so many hours, and after I work so many hours, I would receive a salary.
然后我看老板不在，我就在那边 玩 game 啊，然后加班也不做什么事情，反正老板没看到，然后他要加倍给我薪水。
If I don't work during work hours and I play games or I just goof around and my boss does not know about it, and when it comes time to give a raise, I ask him for a raise.
那如果这样要求的话，有没有道理啦？
Then do I have a substantial reason to ask for such a raise?
我听说以前基一，以前我们在 OIO 的时候，基一晚上的工友加班的时候就在那边投骰子啊，这边玩。
I heard that when I was in Ohio, that workers from the GE plant, when they are being paid for overtime and they work throughout the night, in fact, what they were doing was gambling.
怪不得后来他们就大裁员啊。
No wonder later on they had a mass layoff.
从八万人一直裁到剩下两三万人。
They had 80,000 people working at the plant, but later on, they lay off so many people, only about 20 or 30,000 were left.
像今天我们结婚的时候，哪里都是花式，就是说不管他是贫是富是生病或是健康我都愿意衷心的爱他看顾他尊重他，一直到死才能把我们分开。
Today, part of the marriage vow talks about how one says to another that I will love you, and doesn't matter what circumstances, if things change or not, and eventually it says that until death do us part.
但是人家尽管花式，但是结婚以后，你看今天有多么多的家庭破裂了。
So although that is the vow that was given to one another, yet we see today in our society how many families are broken, and how many marriages were dissolved.
因为我们不讲道理，我们不愿遵守一个规律，一个法则。
And that is because we're unwilling to follow a certain way or certain method that has been established.
所以耶稣讲道的时候，是每一个人生活在世上都要有一个法则的。
And so when Jesus talks about having a way, it's saying that there must be a path or a method in which we all have to follow and to live in this world.
但是我们中国人也讲，但是讲说伦理之道，还有做人的事情要讲道理等等。但是这里讲的道是乃是属灵的生命的道。
So while the Chinese people also talked about a lot of proper ways of doing things or moral, the moral path or the moral way, but what Jesus is talking about here in terms of the word, the way is talking about a certain method in which we follow and we all subscribe to as we live.
道也是法则，你看法则有物理性的法则，逻辑的法则，还有道德的法则，还有属灵生命的法则。
And so the way also can be described as guidelines or principles with respect to not only physical laws, but also the natural laws, also spiritual laws.
所以如果我们不去遵守的时候，都会带来不好的后果。
And so if we're not careful to follow them, then there will be adverse consequences.
有人说我是基督徒，我不遵守地心引力，我祷告的时候我从十二楼跳下来不会死，叫上帝改变地心引力的法则。
So someone may say, I'm a Christian, so I'm going to pray to God that if I jump from a 12th floor, I'm going to ask God to change the gravitational law so that when I jump down, I will not die due to gravitational force pulling me to the earth.
结果会怎么样呢？
What would be the result?
所以上帝也给我们一个属灵生命的法则，他说若不借着耶稣，就没有人能够找到神。
And so similarly, there is a spiritual law in which God gives, that is to say that no one can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ.
圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
The Bible tells us thatall men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罪的结局就是死。
So the consequence of sin is death.
唯有在耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
Only in Christ Jesus can the eternal life be found.
所以为什么耶稣讲说他我就是道路，他先把道路放在前面的原因是这样。
So when Jesus says that I am the way, truth and life, this is why he puts the way in front.
我们很注重世界上很多的法则不要犯交通规则啦，不可触犯法律啦，然后要孝敬父母啦等等，这些 规则我们都很注意，但是对最重要的有关你真理生命的法则，我们却是常常忽略的。
There are a lot of laws and principles that we follow in life, such as obeying the traffic laws or the different natural laws that we follow. But yet, the most important thing that we ought to pay attention to, which is the spiritual law, yet that is the one that we neglect.
他说，如果我们接受耶稣做我们的救主，我们跟从他的时候，我们就找到人生最重要的法则，宇宙中最重要的法则，而且找到真正的真理，还有得着了真正的生命。
If we pay attention to the spiritual law, which is the truth, that is the only truth that is in all creation in the universe, then we follow it, then we will be able to find the true life.
圣经提到真理是什么意思呢？
And what is truth as described in the scripture?
他说，律法是从摩西传来的。律法是犹太人得到神的律法。
他说是圣经说还是主耶稣说？
这约翰福音里边讲的。
Okay, so the scripture tells us that the law came through Moses.
但是真理跟恩典是从耶稣来的。
However, the truth and grace came through Jesus Christ.
神要让我们认识真理，得着神要给我们的恩典，就是要认识耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
God has His grace and salvation that is prepared and ready for us.But the way for us to access it is through Jesus Christ.
耶稣并他钉十字架。
It's through Christ and Him crucified.
耶稣还有钉十字架这件事情，把上帝的真理跟恩典表明出来。
Because of Jesus and because He was crucified, these things combined together shows forth God's truth and His grace.
真理就是告神告诉我们，我们每一个人一生下来就在罪里面了。
The truth is that each and every one of the person that was ever born were born in sin.
真理告诉我们，圣经真理告诉我们，因为罪让我们跟神没有办法交通。
The truth, as is described in the scripture, tells us that because of our sin, we are unable to live in the presence of God.
因为罪让我们得不着上帝的恩典。
Because sin prevents us from receiving God's blessings.
我们在世上所得着的都是短暂的。
Whatever we receive and whatever we have on earth are only temporal, only for a short time.
都不是没有永恒的价值。
They do not have an eternal value.
昨天我们在访天堂一个小组里面，我们就看了一个福音的，不是，是礼拜五的时候看了一个福音的见证。
This past Friday, at a small group meeting in Fontana, we saw we viewed a gospel video.
他提到当时候世界上最有名的一个女人，她是叫做Maria卡拉斯，她是唱歌唱家的。
And it talks about a famous singer named Maria
Callas. 她在50年代的时候在大都会美国大都会的歌剧院演唱，他一天的报酬是两栋房子的价钱。
And she was so famous, and she was a singer in the late 50s and early 60s, and each time she performs, her, the payment she receives for each performance can allow her to buy two houses.
有些人为了要买的一张入门票去听他演唱，要在街上排队排一两个礼拜之久才能买到一张票。
And people who wanted to hear her wanted to buy the concert tickets, and there are people who are waiting in line for more than a week or 2 weeks in order to secure a ticket.
她从来不到东方去演唱的。
She never would travel to the Far East to sing.
后来她碰到一个欧纳西斯。希腊的船王欧纳西斯。
But later on, she met a, she met, Onesis, a rich, shipping owner, shipping company owner.
他跟他讲说，玛利亚，你是全世界最有名的女人，我是全世界最有钱的男人。
And he said to her, Mary, you are the, most famous, you're the queen of, singing in the world today, and I'm the king of shipping today.
如果我们结合的话，这代表名与利的结合，是可以做人类的典范。
And so if we marry each other, then we would be a representation of the pinnacle of human ingenuity and wealth. And so we would be the model of all human beings.
因为这句话，那个玛瑞亚·卡拉斯，她就跟她的先生离婚，那个欧拉西斯也跟她太太离婚，他们两个就住在一起了。
And so because of this proposition, this Mary divorced her husband, and what's this guy's name? Onesis?
Onesis.
Not famous to me.
Not famous to you.
But Onesis, he divorced his wife, and so the two people got married.
经过三十年以后，有一天，欧拉西斯跟玛瑞亚讲说：“对不起，我碰到比你一个更有名的女人，所以我要跟你离婚了。”
几年之后啊，
三十年以后。
So 30 years later, Onesis said to Mary, "I'm sorry, I'm going to divorce you now because now I've met someone more famous than you."
那个女人就是甘乃迪夫人。
And that person is Mrs. Kennedy.
所以你看，圣经讲说，人若赚得了全世界，失去自己的生命又有什么益处呢？
And so if anyone has earned the whole world but yet loses his life, what value would that be?
因为玛瑞亚·卡拉斯她最有名的一首歌是为了爱，为了艺术，她可以放下一切。但是你看，她放下一切得来是空，因为当她死的时候，没有任何的亲人，没有父母，没有儿女，最后她妹妹把她替他办丧事，后来他的骨灰烧成灰，撒在爱琴海里面。因为他觉得说他这一生，得不到真正的爱，所以他说让他的骨灰撒在爱琴海里面。因为他是希腊人。
And Mary Crowes, the singer, and she, later on in life, actually one of her most famous songs says, "For love and for art or for beauty, she's willing to sacrifice all," and that's in fact what she did.But you look at her life, especially in the late part of her life, she lost everything. And when she died, her sister prepared her funeral. And what she did was, her instruction was to be cremated and have her ashes be poured into the Aegean Sea, because she felt that there's nothing else here in this world for her to care about.
真理就是说，人要认识耶稣。是真理。
And so the Bible says to know Jesus is to know truth.
这样罪人要悔改的时候，才能够得着上帝的赦免，神赐赐给我们的新生命。
So as sinners, unless we receive the forgiveness of God, we will not be able to have a new life.
什么是真理呢？
So what is truth?
我们从约翰福音十六章请我们打开圣经十六章八到十三节，他都讲得非常的清楚。
Let's turn our open our Bible to John chapter 16, verses 8 through 13.
他这是耶稣啊，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因为他们不信我；为义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我；为审判是因为这世界的王受了审判。我还有许多事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来的，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。明白就是进入。留点一下，十六章的第
八到第
十
三节。
Verse
8. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth.
真理就是说，我们世界上的人虽然都犯了罪，但是耶稣他以没有罪的来代替我们的罪。
So the truth is that God knows that all men have sinned. And so in order for us to be saved, he has to cause that which has no sin to become sin for us.
你看说每个教堂都有十字架，所以就是说耶稣他来是为我们世人的罪，为上帝的公义审判，来替我们担当罪，钉在十字架上。
Every church you go to, you will see a cross, and that cross represents Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins, and so that his righteousness will be upon us, and that and the judgment can be reconciled.
第八节，为义为审判自己责备自己是什么意思呢？
In verse 8, it says, he will convict the world of the guilt with respect to righteousness and judgment. What does that mean?
每一个真正悔改得救的人是什么？他是来到十字架面前说，是的，上帝，你是公义的。我知道我是个罪人。我不但是这样，而且知道罪，如果我不处理罪的问题，有一天审判的是被审判的是我，但是我感谢你，赞美你，因为耶稣今天他在十字架上替我承担了罪的审判。
Because everyone who comes before God comes before Jesus Christ wanting the salvation is recognizing to God that I know that one day because of my sin I will have judgment, but I give you thanks because you have died for my sins and I may now have your righteousness and be saved.
能够这样的跟耶稣做祷告，求耶稣赦免，接受耶稣做救人，他上帝就原谅他，赦免他，他就成为神的儿女。
And a person who's willing to come before God and make such a prayer and to repent of their sins and to accept the salvation and the righteousness of God, then that person shall be saved.
第九节，畏罪是因为他们不信我。
Verse 9 says, with regards to sin, because men do not believe in me.
如果有些人不相信神是这样的救我们的人，他还在罪里面。
If a person does not believe that Jesus is the one that saves, then that person still lives in sin.
所以圣经讲了一句更直接的话，不信耶稣是救主的就是罪。
And so the Bible has a more clear statement that says anyone who does not believe in Christ, that is sin unto them.
并不是圣经霸道。
It's not to say that the Bible is being arrogant.
我们中间有医生啊，如果他诊断了说，哎，刘某人，你有癌症啊，已经到末期了，有癌症，如果不医治的话，你就会死。
If a doctor comes and tells me, "Hey, Mr. Liu, you now have a terminal cancer, and if you do not quickly receive treatment, you will die."
我是说，那医生啊，你做主我啦，对，你要我死啊。但事实上，不管我信不信，我都会死，对不对？
But would I tell the doctor, hey, the doctor, are you cursing me? You're cursing me to die? But you know, the fact is, however I believe, no matter what I do, if I don't have treatment, I will die.
所以第九节，畏罪是因为他们不信我。
And so verse 9 says, in regards to sin, because men do not believe in me.
畏义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我了。
With regards to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer.
畏义是什么意思呢？
What does it mean in regards to righteousness?
我们接受耶稣基督的人，神就让我们地位改变了，成罪人，成为义人。
Those people who are Christians who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they now have a different identity. They were once sinners, but now they are considered righteous.
他到耶稣到父那里去，为我们预备将来住的地方。
Jesus would lead us to go to the Father to prepare a place for us.
不但我们得着了赦免，成为义人，而且什么？我们得着了可以到神那边去的一个道路。
So not only will we become righteous, but also we now receive a path in which we can enter into heaven.
为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。
With regards to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned.
所以耶稣在十字架上。受审判的时候不是说死了，他是说成的，因为他也同时审判的是撒旦魔鬼。
So when Jesus was on the cross, he didn't just say, I die, but he says, it is done, because he has accomplished the work where he overcame Satan.
所以他还胜过撒旦魔鬼的因为圣经讲说耶稣借着他的死败坏了撒旦魔鬼的权势，让那些他又从死里复活，让我们这些信他的人有永生的盼望。
The Bible tells us that through Jesus' death and resurrection, he had overcome the work and the scheme of Satan so that today we can escape death but enter into the life that is given to us through Jesus Christ.
所以我们接受了耶稣基督, 啊, 就得着了上帝的恩典。
And so when we receive Jesus Christ, we receive His grace.
所以没有真理就没有恩典。
So without truth, we will not have the salvation or His grace.
没有神审判罪人, 啊, 让耶稣来替代我们, 这样的一个真理, 我们就得不着生命。
And so without the truth of the fact that Jesus was the one who was condemned for our sins, we will not be able to stand in judgment, stand up in judgment and still receive the life.
所以今天耶稣说他是世上的光, 他是真理, 道路, 真理, 生命。
But Jesus says He is the way and the truth and the life.
所以我们自己能够接受耶稣做我们的救主。
So if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
我们不仅得着了在这个变动的时代中一个永不改变的指引。
Not only will we be able to obtain for ourselves a direction and a guide that will never change,
而且我们可以成为世上的光，可以指引我们的亲友，也得着了神的恩典。
We can also become the light of this world so that we may be able to shine the right path for our family and also for our friends.
所以圣经讲说，凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
The Bible says that those who receive Jesus are those who believe in Him.
他就是给他们权柄做神的儿女。He
would then grant them the authority to be and the authority to be His children.
当我们不认识神的时候，是罪的捆绑，将来到地狱里面去。When
we live in sin and when we do not accept Jesus Christ, then the consequences of our sin would be that we would have to go to hell.
但是神爱世人,
but God loves the world so that He gave His only begotten Son so that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的,
that those who believe, whosoever believe.
所以我们信了耶稣就得到了耶稣的永不改变的爱。
And so if we believe in Jesus, we will receive His love that is unchanging.
耶稣的十字架的拯救永不改变。
The salvation of Jesus is unchanging.
圣经也永不改变。
The Word of God, the Bible is unchanging.
神最对未来的世界的计划结局永不改变。
The plan that God has in the, even the future of this world is unchanging.
圣经讲说这个世界是越来越坏，有一天会被像旧衣服这样卷起来，被火烧掉，整个都没有了。
The Bible describes the world that it's decaying and that it's going to be more and more against God. And one day, it'll be rolled up like clothes, like a sheet, and it'll be burned away.
但是神应许在新天新地里面 他又有预备了永远的家乡。
But God has also promised us that in the new heaven and new earth, there is a home for those who believe.
所以今天我们要所做的就是要接受耶稣做我们的救主。
So what we need to do today is that we need to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
我们现在 要为在座的我们还没有接受耶稣做救主的福音的朋友来祷告。
And so we want to pray for our friends who are here with us who have yet to accept the gospel.
如果你今天神感动你，好不好？我们等下祷告的时候，我们大家都闭上眼睛，你可以把你的右手放在你的心上。
And when we pray, we will all close our eyes. And if you're willing to accept Jesus Christ, would you put your, place your hand, right hand on your heart?
当我祷告一句的时候，你心里跟我祷告一句。
And when I pray, you can follow me in this prayer.
事后你可以有机会可以来跟我们的同工、我们的执事或是跟我或是跟朱长老说你愿意更进一步的认识耶稣。
And after the prayer, you may come and approach me or approach any of our other elders or deacons in the church and you can express your desire to know more about accepting Christ.
我们很愿意一起帮助你一起成长。
We will be more than happy to serve you and to work with you as you grow spiritually.
我们一起低头祷告。
And let us pray. Let's bow our head and pray.
主耶稣基督,
Dear Lord Jesus,
我今天听到了圣经的话说,
Today, I understand from the Bible
说你是世界的光,
that you are the light of this world.
凡跟从你的就不在黑暗里面走。
Those who follow you will not no longer be in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
That they will receive the light of life.
在这个极度变动、真理混淆不清的时代里面。
And in this changing and chaotic world,
我要抓住你给我的带领。
I want to hold on to your leading.
我要跟从你。
I want to follow you.
你也说你是道路、真理、生命。
You said that you are the way and the truth and the life.
我承认我是个罪人。
I admit that I am a sinner.
我要接受你做我的救主。
And I want to accept you as my Savior.
求你赦免我的罪。
Forgive me my sins.
让我成为神的儿女。
Allow me to be a child of God.
带领我走在永生的道路上面。
Lead me on this path to eternal life.
让我认识真理。
Allow me to understand truth.
得着神要赐给我的美善的生命。
And so that I may receive the beautiful life and the good life that God wants for me.
垂听我诚心的祷告。
Hear my sincere prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.